All right. My name's Daryl, but more importantly, let's get to know your name, so I'll make sure I pronounce it correctly. Okay. So I'm going to get Raphael. Can I call you Rafi? I'll take that as a yes. Abigail? That's not your name? What's your name?
Abigail.
What did I say?
You said Abigail.
All right. I'm going to get that wrong. So can I call you Abby? I'll take that as a yes. I always get this one wrong. Kezia?
Kezia.
Kezia. I'm going to get that wrong. Can I call you Kezi? All right, good. Rafi, Abby, Kezi. Easy enough? All right. To start today's story, I just got one simple question for all of you, and you all have to answer, or this is not going to work. Okay? The simple question I have for all of you today is, what is the most common thing that your parents say to you? Okay, have a think. I'm going to ask you one by one. I'm going to get you to describe what the responses are. So anywhere that doesn't, does the question make sense? So what's the most common thing that your parents say to you? I'll start from oldest, maybe Kezi. What's the most common thing your parents say to you? I might ask for some adult answers as well, just to get a comparison. When you're ready, Kezi. Not sure? Do you want to ask for help? You can turn around and ask for help if you like. If I have more time to think, I'll jump back to you, okay? No pressure. Abby? The most common thing your parents say to you? One of them. It doesn't have to be the most, you don't have to keep track, but one of the most common things that mum or dad always says. Not sure as well? Oh, okay, this might be tricky. I will give you 30 seconds. You can go ask mom or dad, and they'll maybe tell you something that they say a lot. Do you all want to do that? Right, I'll give you 30 seconds. So mom and dad can come up forward, or you can head back. Ask them what's probably one of the things they say a lot. You want to ask them? All right, to save time, I'm going to ask your parents for you, okay? Is that all right? Do you give me permission to ask your parents on what they think they say the most to you? That's cool, everyone? All right, parents. Either. Concentrate. Okay, can we write that on the board just somewhere? Yeah. Concentrate. Is that right, Rafi? Dad say what? Concentrate? Yeah, all right. Put one for Abby. Listen. Okay. Does that sound right, Abby? No? All right, listen. How about for Kezi? Tie your hair up.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Kezi agrees with that. All right, tie your hair up. All right, I've got three responses so far. Let's see if we can get maybe one or two adult responses. So what do your parents say most to you? Anyone feel free to... Remember. That's it? Just remember? Okay. See, one word responses seem to be quite popular. How about one more. Pick up your toys. We have a few agreements for that? Okay. I've got a few more coming up. All right, be good children. All right, I think that's plenty to go off. Okay. Can you guys see all that? All right, I'm going to give you guys a task. Maybe the adults can help if we struggle a little bit as well. Out of all those things that parents say to their kids, which ones do you think are either A, an instruction, or B, something nice? For example, if I say, Rafi, I like your hair. Is that an instruction or something nice?
Something nice.
If I say, Abby, take off your shoes. Instruction or something nice?
Instruction.
Instruction, good, you guys get it. All right, let's try the first one. Be good children. Instruction. Can you put an I for instruction and N for nice if you can, bro? Okay. How about next one? Pick up your toys.
Instruction.
Instruction. All agreements? Okay. Next one. Clean your room.
Instruction.
You sure? Okay. Remember.
Instruction.
Here's instruction again. We're on a roll, aren't we? Concentrate.
Instruction.
Instruction again. Listen.
Instruction.
Instruction again. And the last one, tie your hair up. What is going on here? All instruction. Okay, all right. I want to tell you what my parents, I think, said to me the most. So I think two things. The first one is, Daryl, drink lots of water. And the second one was, I think, Daryl, you didn't drink enough water. It's always one of the two things. I've got a question to ask you though. What do you think God says to us the most? Remember? Could be a few things. For those that want to, you can turn your Bibles to Isaiah 41, verse 10. It's actually the first part of this phrase, but we'll read the whole verse anyway. Is anyone here confident to read out of you three? Have your hand up first. Do you mind reading Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 in your biggest, loudest voice? Okay. Did you know in the Bible, one of the most common things that God actually says to us is, don't be afraid, fear not. And he gives reason to that. Have you read it out? Because he says, I am your God. What do you have to be scared about? I am your God. I love you so much. I'm going to look after you. What really do you have to be scared about? Isn't that really cool? Is that something, an instruction or something nice, actually? It's probably instruction, but also something nice, isn't it? I'll tell you, so I reckon the best thing that my parents said to me, it's probably not the most said thing, but the best thing my parents, I remember saying to me was simply, I'm really proud of you. To me, that was like, wow, that was awesome. So it is nice to hear nice things. But does that mean that we don't have to worry about all that? Let's just hear nice things. Let's not worry about instruction. It's too many instruction. Is that how it works? No, good, all right, good. You shook your head. Instruction is important, isn't it? Because without instruction, imagine that we'll just be little naughty people running around. You know, all the instructions keep us safe, keep us clean, keep us studying hard, keep us our hair tidy, lots of things. So it's impossible. It's all those things that your parents say instructions are actually nice things in a way, but also it's also nice, I guess, to hear the nice words as well. Okay. So hopefully you can remember both, and that whenever your parents give you instruction, they're really trying to be nice, usually. So with that in mind, we can go back to your seats.